Hi, this is Marta Broska and my co-host Justyna Piekara. And this is another episode of our show Brainwashing in Radio Żory. Today we will get to know if 5G is dangerous, will it kill us all, and what is 5G actually? Our guest, Kai Kintopf from Otto von Guericke University in Magdeburg, will answer all those questions for us. Stay with us.
Hello, Kai. Could you tell us something about yourself? Could you introduce yourself and tell us what you do daily?
Yeah, I'm Kai Kintopf. I am working at the university and make my PhD in Germany, in Magdeburg. And my topic is in wireless communication, and especially there in the direction of Internet of Things.
Today's topic is 5G. Could you tell us what 5G technology is?
First of all, 5G, it's for mobile communication with smartphones normally. This G stands for generation, so it's the fifth generation of this technology. And this appears around every 10 years, they make a new generation. So this has two purposes. One is it's to bundling new technologies, because it's difficult to make ship out new hardware and change protocols. It's all bundled around every 10 years, so it's easier to deploy the hardware. And the other thing is also it's a marketing. It's just because they make this new generation, they get a lot of attention, and it's a huge marketing thing for the companies. So it's not one specific thing, it's a lot of small changes to the infrastructure.
I see. Maybe you could tell us more about the basic of electromagnetic frequencies. How does it work? Because a lot of people don't understand it.
So 5G also, like every new generation, there's normally more frequency used. So more frequencies means normally more bandwidth. What's bandwidth? Bandwidth means just more data can flow somehow in a time. And we can imagine it like a street, and when we add another lane, then we have more bandwidth. Yeah, but how does frequency work? If we have an antenna, then it sends out a signal. And with this signal, we transport the data. It's somehow modulated on that. I don't go into details here, because this can get quite complicated. But important things to understand is that the power is decreasing rapidly from this signal. So we have the antenna, so the power is relatively high, and then it goes down quite soon. You can imagine if we have an antenna like in the smartphone, we want to send data and detect data from every area, because we don't know how the smartphone is orientated. So somewhere is a base station, and we want to get the signals and also send signals to the station. And therefore, ideally, we have an antenna that has a round pattern, like a sphere around it. And the problem is, when we have a certain power at this antenna, it distributes all over the sphere. So it the power goes down rapidly. When we imagine, for example, I have a little example for that. We have a balloon. And we know all that hair sticks quite well on the balloon. And now you imagine you are at the hair cutter, and they are laying a lot of small hairs around, and all stick to this balloon. You have this balloon with all the hairs, and now you pump it up. And when you pump it up, the amount of hair stays the same, but on the area, on a small area, it gets less and less. And that is the same phenomenon that appears here. Of course, it's such antennas never get a perfectly round pattern, but somehow in that direction you can imagine it. So we lose power. But how fast we lose power also depends on a lot of physical effects, and how wide we can go is also different, also depends on the frequencies. So we have low frequency, this we can usually get quite far, and we have high frequency, where we don't get far. But we, on the other side, we have the problem that this low frequency can't transmit much bandwidth. So the data we can transmit over this low frequency is quite low. And high frequencies, on the other hand, it's quite much. But there again, we can't get right. So it's always, we have to make compromises on these frequencies. It's never perfect what we get.
Kai, please tell me, can anybody with any smartphone or router can use a 5G technology? It is possible?
Yeah, no, not with the current technology. For 5G, we need some new hardware that also supports this. So one side, the antennas has to be for the new frequencies, and also the modulation is different, and therefore also we need other hardware and also software stacks. On the other side, of course, so how does this system works in general? We have this base station that's somehow distributed around in the city, in the countryside. We want to connect to this base station, and for this, this base station also need 5G technology. So not because 5G is out now means that every base station have 5G technology. And it's also quite unlikely that they all get 5G technology. Maybe they call it, but actually the technology might not differ that much, because 5G basically introduced frequencies that are very high. So the new frequency for 5G are high frequency to have a lot of bandwidth. With this frequency, you can't go far. And on the countryside, you normally have to go far because you don't have so much base stations. And that means that on the countryside, it's unlikely that there's really this new high frequencies.
So it's better now to stay in a big city to use 5G. And we need new devices, right?
Yes.
Okay, new structures. Kai, how is the potential of 5G? What do you think?
So 5G introduced a few things. This high frequencies I already talked about. Then there's also some technologies that they improve the antennas. So they have a lot of antennas and bundle them in the base station, or also in the phone. And this might also make a better service, because somehow you can shape this balloon, what I talked about, this the circle a bit, and this might improve the service. And then there's also something called network slicing. That is more for the for the providers to improve their services. This makes everything more flexible, but actually we as a user don't see anything from it. It's in the background. Another thing is also coming is campus networks. Campus networks are for companies, so they can build up their own network with 5G. So the big change that I see there is really for companies who might use this campus networks. The providers has more dynamic, can make build up things easier. But for actually normal users, I don't see that much change, except for crowded areas. In crowded areas, this high frequencies can really profit. So for example, festivals or crowded cities, this might be increase the service there.
The people like me using 5G actually doesn't see it, yes? So
not
for me, there is no change for this moment. I can see how it works, if it's better or if it's faster.
Yeah. When you need a lot of bandwidth, then you might notice this. But if you had a good service before with LTE and only use a normal phone for watching a few videos and callings and messages, then you will not notice that much difference. It's unlikely.
What do you think about 5G? If it's harmful for us, does it cause cancer and other strange things like people say?
First of all, 5G is of course new, so this new frequency coming there, and it's not tested in this setup now. I mean, there are not much studies about it, but it's very unlikely that it's somehow harmful. So I talk about new frequency that means that this new frequency come on top of the old frequency already used in other generations like 4G, LTE. And this is already right known. Until now, there's no proof that there could be harmful, and it's also very unlikely that this proof will come. And these new frequencies are high, and now a special thing come also there, because new high frequency behaves more than light. If you have low frequency, you can imagine they go to walls and so on. And the higher the frequency are, the more they behave like light. So if you have a very high frequency, they can't penetrate material very good. So they are reflected or absorbed very fast. It's like you have some light source and just put something front, and then you can shade behind it. It's also applying for high frequency. So this new frequency that's really coming for 5G don't change, make it more harmful in any way, because they are reflected or absorbed from the surface already and can't go deep inside, for example, a body reflect or absorb it already at the very surface.
How much power from the base station is actually reaching our body?
The power the phone is using to send data to the base station is much higher than the actual power that arrives from the base station to your phone or to your head in that case. So some people recommend to use headphones to have some distance from the phone to the head. And that's actually, of course, it decreases the power, but if it's really necessary, that's another question. I don't know if it makes sense to send this around. Another thing about this is, the more bad your signal are, the more power your phone use. So if you have no signal, actually, your phone will always use a lot of power to reach a base station. And this is something you also want to avoid, because it decreases your battery a lot. So if you, for example, if you move around in Germany with a train, Germany is known for wet coverage of these technologies, and a lot of places in the train you don't have any connections, and it's better to put the phone in flight mode or turn it off to save battery, because it, otherwise it uses a lot of power to reach the space station. If it would be harmful and you want to decrease the power more, then the best solution would be to put a lot of base station everywhere. Because if you have a good connection to a base station, you don't use much power. And of course, if you have a lot of base stations, they also don't have to use much power to spread the signal further.
Some people are complaining about electrosmog or electrosensitivity. These individuals are blaming radio waves emitted from cell phones, routers, 5G towers, etc. for causing headaches, different health problems. Are these people right? Are they any electrosensitive individuals? What do you think about it?
So, for my knowledge, there's no study that shows that people really have such sense. So if you put a lot of people in studies and test them, you can't distinguish the people who might say this or not. And I don't think that this really exists. Maybe some people personally feel that, but a lot of this is also just imagined. They know there is something that is new, and maybe they feel not good, and they say, okay, it might be this new thing. There's a lot of there's an anecdote, times this happens, that people complain because they got a new base station in the village or something like that, and say, oh, all people get headache, this base station is really bad, and then the provider says, yeah, how bad it will be when we turn it on. So it's often it's just a feeling, like in the placebo effect.
Okay. There are also some theories linking current COVID-19 pandemic with 5G. According to some people, the virus doesn't exist. It was just created to cover up the fact that 5G technology is being currently introduced. Other believes that the coronavirus exists, but the 5G towers are compromising our immunity and contribute spread of disease. What do you think about this theory, these rumors?
Such rumors are always hard to counter in their logic because they just come up so quick that there could not be good studies that show this is not. But of course, when you, I mean, if you don't believe in COVID-19, I don't know how to argue. But today you see COVID-19 is spread all over the world, no matter if 5G is deployed or not. And if this really has something to do with 5G, there's no link anymore. I mean, you can maybe say in cities like Hong Kong where they deploy 5G, it could be related somehow. I wouldn't believe it as anyway, but even if you argue like that, now also it's COVID-19 spreads all over the world where no 5G is deployed now. So I don't see any link between these two things.
Some time ago, I saw a picture with a remark that worker who was walking on a 5G tower was wearing a special suit which was supposed to protect him from radiation. Are the workers really obliged to use such hardcore equipment? Does it work?
So actually, I don't know how it's the situation of 5G. It depends on the base station. Not all base stations use all frequencies, and on these frequencies, there are regulations, how much power can be used. It's restricted, I think, in Europe, the European Union restricted, and it's different how much power they can use. And if it's really much power, actually, of course, this can be in a way harmful that it warms up things. So we know this effect, for example, from a microwave. Yeah, we use the microwave to heat up our food. And how is this done? It's with a 2.4 gigahertz frequency. It's a high power, like we use 600, 800 watt of power for heating up our food. The same frequency is used for Wi-Fi. Yeah? What we have at home normally in our router, use some Wi-Fi, is also exactly 2.4 gigahertz. When you use your microwave, it might set your Wi-Fi quality get lower because of this, but on the router it uses 100 milliwatt, yeah? So 0.1 watt maximum in Europe, and this is much lower. So this frequency can heat up things, and when it's a lot of power, it can somehow get dangerous. It could be, yeah. And actually, on all base stations, again, I don't know for 5G, it's not good to stand directly beside them. So normally there are not some towers or some roofs, and it's forbidden to go there. But there is a very simple solution for workers: they turn it off. So if you have no power, then there is no harm, and there is no reason to have any protection. If a worker would protect, just turn the base station off, work there or install it, and then put it on from a distance, and there's no problem. I also read a bit about these pictures and this suits, even if they would not turn it off the base station, the suits they actually use would not help against the radio frequencies of the stations. So this is maybe fake, or just some people are scared and use some protections that actually don't help. If a worker really wants to protect himself, turn it off, then it is.
Do you think it is true that some countries such as Japan or Switzerland decided to ban 5G technology?
So I didn't hear about it, actually. It's very likely that they don't ban these technologies. Around now, there's so much rumor about 5G, I don't read it. Some people put 5G towers in on fire to protect themselves against this and these things. So a lot of people are scared about this technology because of some reasons I not totally can follow. And actually, this technology will come in all over the world, because also the phones are produced not for just one country, they're only produced for every country. So they don't make one phone extra for Switzerland, and all other phones on the world are different.
Why are people so afraid of 5G? Are you able to explain it? Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, so I think unknown things are often scary for people. And this is new, and now we also live in this time where it's in general quite strange with the COVID-19 pandemic. So I guess this is one reason. The other reason is also it's not visible. Yeah. So this radio frequencies used, we can't see them. It just happened somehow. It's like magic for a lot of people. And this, I can imagine, is also just scary. So you don't see what's going on, so you think maybe it's harmful. Yeah. And I mean, also over social medias, a lot of things are just spreaded so fast. So rumors about anything, also especially about 5G, some people hear it, spread it around, and this goes around the world then. And actually, normal media have problems to counter these things with facts.
What is the worst way in which 5G can affect us?
Yeah, actually, 5G is just news. Now, with this bundled technologies, and there's a lot of going around, and this added frequency, the only thing that really could affect a human in any way, yeah. So the most harmful effect it could have is the warm up things, and this is quite low power, especially low power when you're not directly besides the base station. Even if you live near a base station, when there is 3 meters beside it, is the power decrease already a lot. Huh? And there are regulations in the countries that also say how much power is used, and they don't hang a base station direct to people that could be harmful in any way. This might maybe heat up something, some surfaces, but in a way that you even can't measure anymore. So normal temperature change is much more, for example, opening the heater ventile there. So you heat up things also with this. And these technologies now get a name, 5G. And it's a lot promoted because, yeah, what I told in the beginning, it's also marketing. People want to sell this. And these technologies also can come without any news. So frequency I also used, for example, from the police and firefighters. They also change sometimes, but of course there is not a big marketing. Yeah? So they also might get a new frequency band and put new technology, and nobody cares because it's just not publicly that visible. Like 5G that we can use all what is promoted because of marketing effects. And this technology has the most changes actually under the hood. Yeah? So a lot of things happens in the service centers of the providers. And only thing that change, but what could be harmful, is the frequency, and these frequencies are high. And when it's high frequency, it's even more unlikely that they harm in any way. And this, with lower frequency, we handle already for, I don't know, 30 years, even longer. I mean, this low frequency were already used 100 years ago. There's not that much new that could in any way be harmful. I'm totally relaxed about this.
So we shouldn't to be afraid of it. Yes, it could be really useful in the future.
Yeah, and some points. So actually, yeah, what I also told, maybe you don't see that much difference because when you're already good connected, then and you don't need such high bandwidths for special applications, then you might not feel that much difference. But for companies it could be important, and also for providers they can add now easily other services. So maybe something appear in the future that we didn't know about now, because the background they make it more flexible, so they just can add parts now in their back end that make it easier for them to offer new services that might also benefit this user later. But right now I don't think that we will have a big effect. Like actually 4G, this was a big change, because in 4G lower frequency actually were used as new frequency.
What's the difference between 5G or previous generations? 4G, 3G there was before. It's a big difference between them?
Yeah, of course. So one thing is the modulation of the data. So yeah, this is difficult to explain. I don't go into details now. So they use different modulations, and that might also increase the bandwidth. Yeah, this is something that happens. But what all generations do is add more frequency they use. Yeah, with more frequency, you get more bandwidth. Yeah?
They are rising. Yes, I think that's it goes that way. They are rising.
Yeah, they add the frequencies and make more bandwidth with this. And for 4G, it was so special because they had low frequency. And with low frequency, we have one big benefit. And this benefit is that we can use one station to cover a huge area. And this is really, let's change something on the countryside. So often before, you had very bad service in the countryside because you don't had this low frequency that used in 4G, yeah, with 3G, for example. And with 4G, you could use this low frequencies and have this better coverage. And this really changed for a lot of normal people. The service got better with 4G. This effect we don't have at 5G because they use higher frequencies. This is only applies for crowded areas and cities. And this is also benefiting there, but only when it's very crowded, because before it already were quite good service in cities. So and when it's very crowded, like in festivals, then this is really benefiting. But except this is not that much difference.
And Kai, thank you for your time and interesting conversation. We have learned a lot. Thank you for being at Radio Żory.
Yes, thank you.
Would you like to say something to our listeners to the radio at the end?
I think this is what I told, that you really don't have to be afraid. This is what I thought to say.
As we know now, we shouldn't be afraid of new technology. Thank you very much, Kai, for this interview. Our guest was Kai Kintopf from Otto von Guericke University in Magdeburg, and I, Marta Brodzka, and my co-host, Justyna Piekara, are saying goodbye to you.